The tomb of Jaume I, the king. You can visit the tomb of Jaume I in the courtyard of the town hall. This is one of the later works by the architect Luis Domenech y Montaner, one of the protagonists of Catalan modernism. When the royal tombs at the monastery of Poblet were desecrated after its capture in 1835, the chaplain of L'Espluga de Francolí was able to recover the remains of the king and send them to the government. Despite being claimed by several cities such as Barcelona, Valencia and Zaragoza, the remains were later moved to the Cathedral of Tarragona. In 1906, the Monuments Commission of Tarragona commissioned Domenech y Montaner to create a tomb for the remains of the king that was to stand in the cathedral itself. The work took many years to complete, and in 1952, Franco decreed that the remains should be returned to Poblet. The tomb made by Domenech y Montaner was put in storage for many years and was later restored and placed in its current position. The king's tomb is inspired by other Gothic tombs and depicts a ship being steered by an angel at the stern holding a crown. A female figure at the front holds a flag to guide the king from the earthly life to the heavens. Domenech y Montaner was a strong defender of Catalonia and used symbols from the region to decorate the sepulchre as well as the coat of arms of various kings. He also used other fine materials, such as sandstone. The top of the royal sepulchre is crowned with an ornament resting on cylindrical columns, ending in pinnacles. The lid is decorated with mosaics, which give it an unequivocal modernist feel. Inside, you can see a coat of arms, showing the four bars of Catalonia. On the sides of the tomb, you can see reproductions of the royal seals and several scenes and inscriptions depicting the life of Jaume I. You can see the king on horseback, the king with a beard, seated, the royal symbol of the lion with crown, and the king seated with the sword. The decoration is rich and varied. Domenech y Montaner has let his imagination run free and has incorporated fantastical animals, including lions, double-headed eagles, and also shields and vegetable motifs. Leaving the town hall and crossing Plaza de la Font, turn left down the Baixada de Misericordia. At the junction of Carrer Major and Carrer dels Ferres, take a moment to look at the remains of the Torre de Arandes. During medieval times, one of the gates to the city was located at this junction, the Portal de Oliveira. This gate was guarded by two towers, the Arandes Tower and the Barro de Cuatro Torres, or Morenes Tower. These have now been surrounded by the houses of the Carrer Ferres and the Carrer Enrajolat. From the Torre de Arandes, we can still see parts of the wall at number 40 of the Carrer dels Ferres. For a complete description of the medieval walls of Tarragona, see clip number 19. Cross to the other side of Carrer Major and go down Carrer de la Nau to get to the Plaza del Rey.